Welcome everybody, and let's give it a hand for Caleb and another talk on Omniflow.
Thank you. So yeah, my name is Caleb, or Caleb, as the case may be. My colleague, Dan Grinevitz, could not be here. He was going to be a co-presenter. We had a big reorganization at work and budget. We couldn't get the budget for everybody to come. But Juan Luis gave me a great introduction in the previous talk. Now I'm going to dive in a lot deeper on the rest of what's in our Rados Gateway, RGW. So I'll start with a brief overview of what Ceph is and what the pieces are, and then I'll drill down deeper into Ceph. I know the acoustics in this room are pretty bad. Can you guys all the way in the back hear me? Good. I tend to be pretty loud anyway, so what is Ceph? Ceph is fundamentally an object storage system. The basis of Ceph is something called Rados, which stands for Reliable, Autonomous, Distributed Object Store. I think that's a backronym. I don't think it's very great, but it rolls off the tongue, so we'll go with it. Underneath Rados, the Rados layer talks to object storage daemons. I don't show these on this, but they would be down here. And object storage daemons would have some kind of media. Hard disk drives, SSDs or NVMe storage